Hi, my name is Amy Reinicke, and I'm here to help you learn to love your body well. Love Your Body Well is a podcast designed to encourage women to find the beauty in caring for their bodies without obsession, guilt, and shame. We are ditching the perfection mindset and embracing the season of life you are in, all while figuring out what works best for you on your wellness journey. Join me for weekly episodes as we navigate this journey together, and let's start a revolution of women who are focused on wellness while also being compassionate and kind to their bodies. Are you ready to love your body well? Happy New Year. Today is the first day of 2024, and I was very, very intentional when I was coming up with the podcast that I wanted to release today. I think on a day like today, a lot of people are thinking about how this year is going to be different. What can they do different to make this year the best year yet? Many people are thinking about what diet they're going to start or how their exercise routine is going to change, how they're going to focus on wellness. And there's nothing wrong with that. But today, I really do want to talk about creating a wellness vision, because I think that that's really important to think about as we go into a new year. And to do that, I brought on Jill Tant, who is going to talk about this idea of creating a wellness vision that is rooted in self-love and going towards this new year with a positive outlook on your health and wellness. Jill Tant is a Mayo Clinic certified wellness coach, and she's also a member of the elite group of National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coaches, which is quite awesome, I think, Jill. So she created Waterfall Wellness Coaching so she can help other moms and women in need of support. And today I get to share her with you, and I'm really excited about that. So welcome to the podcast, Jill.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So it's a brand new year, and we're both health coaches, so we talk a lot about wellness with people. And I think that as we head into this new year, we talked a little bit before hitting record that the important thing is that we're setting this precedence of a really positive mindset regarding health and wellness going into a new year. So can you share a little bit about your own story and about what got you into this field of health coaching and wellness coaching and how you wanted that to look different for the people that you're working with?
So I'm a mom of two. And before having my children, I was in corporate banking for many years. And after having my kids, I decided I wanted to take some time away from that and raise them. Once they got a little bit older, I was ready to start doing something for myself, get back into some sort of work, and did not want to go back into corporate world. I'm very passionate about health and wellness. And so went to Mayo Clinic and did my wellness coach training there, and created Waterfall Wellness Coaching to kind of help other moms to find their way with their health and wellness journey.
I love that you did that. And I think a lot of us who end up in this field kind of came by that naturally. Like we had something in our lives that lit that fire within us, and then you want to turn around and help others with it. I think that's pretty common for us.
Yeah.
So I love that you did that too. So let's kind of dive into this idea of a wellness vision. And can you start just by telling people like what that is?
Yeah, wellness vision is a statement that you make about, and it describes where you are now and who you want to be and what behaviors or actions you want to start doing consistently.
And how does somebody who is, you know, they're sitting there today, it's January 1st, like what's your recommendation as they sit down and like start to make these statements and write down the statement and kind of just brainstorm and brain dump what they're thinking? I know that some of the statements that we might be thinking might be negative, quite honestly, because of, you know, either a diagnosis or what happened in 2023. So how can you kind of like coach them through that idea of sitting down and making this a really positive experience that can take them into 2024?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is kind of overwhelming, you know, and while the start of the new year is a fresh start, it can also be a bit overwhelming. I've broken it down into 5 steps, and I actually have an ebook that kind of walks you through how to do it step by step. But basically the 5 steps, step number one is your values. So I give you a list of about 200 values, and you read through the list and you choose the ones that resonate with you. And so it kind of taps into your deep internal self. Step 2 is motivation. So what's motivating you? What's your why? Why do you want to, you know, change for this new year? Why do you want to be different? Step three are your desires. So what actually do you want? And a lot of times writing those things down, writing down what I want, putting it on paper gives it a lot more meaning. And so we can rely a little bit on what happened in the past, what worked for me before, what didn't work for me before, but just kind of writing down, you know, what you actually want. Step four is action steps. So we're going to actually say what we need to do to get to those desires. And then the final step is writing down the vision. So it's, I am doing this so that I can be that. You know, an example of that, very simple example, I am eating mindfully so that I can feel my best, or, you know, whatever it is. But those are basically the five steps, and you can rely back on that. You know, think back when you get into a tough position, you know, 3 weeks from now, and it's the middle of January, and you're struggling, you know, lean back into those values and that why you started this journey in the first place.
Yeah. And I think that brings up an important idea here. And that is that committing to positive behavior change doesn't look positive every day. It doesn't look easy every day. It's something that we have to continually wake up and choose. And some days are hard. Quite honestly, they really are. Some days it's easier just to go back to old ways or old habits that we've gotten into. But I think this idea of the wellness vision is a way to kind of tune into yourself and really ask yourself, like, what's important to me? And I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper into this idea of your values. The important part of that is that your values are different. Like, my values are different than your values. And that's what makes this very personable. And it makes it yours. So your wellness goals don't have to equal anybody else's wellness goals, or what somebody else is doing to achieve their goals doesn't have to look like what you're doing to achieve yours. So can you kind of give a couple just examples of what some values might be that people might be putting into this statement?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll tell you my values, because I kind of went through the process myself when I was creating it. And so the list of over 200 values, you narrow it down to your top five. And mine are persistence, positivity, family, honesty, and gratitude. And, you know, I think gratitude's a really big one that I lean on a lot, especially as moms. We can get caught up in that everyday struggle, and when things get hard, everybody's needing something from you, it's sometimes really hard to be grateful and thankful, and, you know, taking a step back and realizing, you know, I have a lot to be thankful for can really ground you in those tough moments.
I love that you said that, because I think that's very true. And I think that's a very relatable statement that a lot of us can feel. Like, when you were talking, I was just nodding my head. I talk a lot about loving your right now body. And if you're a mom who's listening, you know that childbearing years and having kids at home, like, things just look and feel different. As we age, things are looking and feeling different. And it's, how are you showing up for yourself today in your right now body? And it might look different than what you were doing before. And that's okay. It's okay if it looks a little bit different.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, to that point, every day is going to be different.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's also realizing that if you run into a day that's tough and that's hard, and maybe you didn't get done everything you wanted to get done that day, sitting down at the end of the day and looking back and saying, you know, what are three things that happened today that I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
And then moving on to tomorrow, and tomorrow's a new day, you know, just keeping that positivity is important.
Yeah. And I love that you said moving on to tomorrow, because a lot of times I think we take the burdens of today and we bring them over to tomorrow. And what that does is it just sets us back. Like we're not able to truly move on because we're so stuck in the way things were or the way that we think they should be or the obstacles that are in our way. And what that does is it just kind of blinds us from being able to look at, okay, here is the here and now. What do I need to do today to make myself feel as good as I can? And like you said just a moment ago, each day looks different. And I think that that's something that diet culture does a really crappy job at, is that every day is supposed to look the same. And it just doesn't. And when we can tap into that reality that no, every day you are not going to wake up at 5 a.m. and get your workout in and drink 8 glasses of water and get 8 to 10 servings of vegetables and walk 10,000 steps and you're going to strength train and you're going to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Ladies, we have to be realistic with what we are actually capable of. So it might look something like you just add a vegetable onto your plate for lunch and dinner and you add a fruit on your plate at breakfast. It might look like you have some time in between meetings and you go up and down the block for 10 minutes. And it might look like you usually get 6 hours of sleep and you're going to try really hard to get 7. I think that we have this idea that in a perfect world, yes, there is like this elite idea of what health and wellness looks like. But for a lot of us who are in the trenches of motherhood, that feels really unattainable. And so we have to get out of this black or white thinking that if it doesn't look like that, then it can't look like anything. And that's why I love this very personalized way of casting your own wellness vision and you sitting down and you looking at what is important to me. Where do I want to spend my time? How do I want to feel about myself and my body and my wellness journey in 2024? And when you can take those moments to kind of just get real with yourself, I think we're going to go into this year with a lot more positive thinking than in years past. If you're like looking up the newest diet program that you can do that's going to offer all these promises, that it might not. It just might not.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. It makes me think of small steps. Yes. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, a lot of times we think we have to change every aspect of our life all at once. It's January 1st. I'm going to change everything. And a lot of times that's why people fail, because it's too much at once. And so taking this approach of, you know, making action steps, making them small steps, doing that small step and building your confidence and saying, you know what, I added that vegetable for, you know, 4 days and I'm feeling really good about that. And I'm feeling good about myself because I did that. And now that I'm doing that, what else can I do? What other small thing can I add on now? And I think that's, you know, really a really good point, because it can be so overwhelming to think that we have to change everything at once.
Oh, yeah. I think it is very overwhelming to think that. And I think that that's the trap that a lot of us are in, is that we feel like we do have to change everything at once. And so Jill and I right now on January 1st, 2024 are giving you permission that you do not have to do everything at once.
Yes.
And we're not giving you an easy way out card by saying, hey, just focus on one thing. That's not the easy way out. And I think that that's kind of a lie that we're told too, is that by focusing on just one thing that like you're not doing enough. But let me be the one to remind you that you are doing enough. We're doing a lot. If you're a mom, you're doing a lot. Whether you work inside the home, outside the home, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're keeping children alive every single day. Like you're taking care of people. You're putting other people's needs above your own. And it's okay if you want to pick one or two ways that you can take care of yourself too. So you are worthy of being cared for as well. And I really do think that as moms, sometimes we do need that permission, sadly, to take care of ourselves, because when we take care of ourselves, we can better take care of others. And I think that oftentimes we think, I just don't have time. Like I don't have time to take care of myself because I'm so busy with everything that my family does. So how do you coach somebody through that, Jill, who is like thinking, okay, I really want to make some of these changes. I really do want to have a more positive relationship with my body or my nutrition or my body image. I just don't feel like I have the time.
Yeah. I mean, the way I structure my sessions is we do a brief, like, you know, introduction, what's going good for you. And then I ask, what do you want to focus on today? what's your focus today? What's on your mind? What do you want to think about? And maybe I want to get more active. It may be, you know, I want to plan my meals out better, or maybe my kids are stressing me out and I don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, it can be any or all of those things, but we choose one thing to focus on. And we really talk through that one thing, you know, what would benefit you if you could make this change? What benefits do you see to your life? And we also talk about obstacles that you might come across in making this change. And so it really is that idea of kind of focusing on one thing at a time, setting action steps to move towards that one item that day, and committing to, you know, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes for 3 days this week, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, trying to make that happen. And when you start reaching those goals, you create this confidence in yourself. And then that helps you move on. And the next time we talk, I say, okay, well, how did that go? How did it go for you? Hopefully it went great and you did it. And then it's like, okay, well, what do you want to focus on today? So every session is kind of a new focus and a new goal that you choose. I'm not choosing your goals for you. You're choosing your goals for yourself. What's important for you at that moment? So that's kind of how the coaching works.
Hello, 2024. I am so excited for a new year. So much so that I couldn't think of a better way to start it out than by gifting you something. I know that Christmas is over, but January is a month of new beginnings, and that is what I want for you this year. I want to gift you my Love Your Body Well ebook for free. All you have to do to get it is visit the link in the show notes to sign up to receive it. This ebook was designed for you to take a look at where you are currently in your wellness journey and commit to starting fresh, but this time with kindness at the heart of it. I want you to be able to tune into your body and learn how a healthy mindset, nourishment, and habits lay the foundation for you to be able to love your body well. There are interactive worksheets for you to journal where you are and where you want to be. And I hope this small, simple step lights a spark within you to focus this year on being compassionate and kind to your body. Click the link in the show notes to grab the ebook today for free. I think there's something important that you said there, and that's that we have these goals. We have these things that we want to do. So let's just use this idea of walking 3 times a week for 30 minutes. It's really easy to be like, yep, I want to walk 3 times a week for 30 minutes and leave it.
Right.
Just that's it. That's the goal. And then you're like, okay, I'll fit it in somehow. And what happens is that everything else becomes priority over that.
Right.
So I think the blessing of coaching and the blessing of like creating this wellness vision that we're talking about is you're making appointments with yourself. You're making checklists. You're making to-do lists with, okay, so this is the goal right now. How do I achieve it? So essentially you're making a plan. And without a plan, it's really easy to kind of lose sight of why we're doing things when we don't have a really clear and direct path for, you know, how we're going to actually achieve the plan. It's like saying, okay, I want to save $10,000, but you have no plan in place for how you're going to do that. Like there's got to be a plan in place somehow for how you're going to achieve that. And I think wellness needs to be the same way. And whether that's like scheduling your walks in your calendar or saying, you know, on these 3 days, I'm getting up earlier and going to walk in the morning. Or honestly, with that specific example, like my best advice for anybody listening is just to put it in your calendar. I think that is one of the easiest ways to just schedule in movement. And it might feel a little like weird if you're like, put in your calendar, like 10-minute walk. But what you'll start to realize is that you'll just get up and start doing that more regularly once it becomes a habit. But when you first start, it's likely not a habit. If it's something that you're wanting to focus on or to work towards, it's likely not a habit yet. It doesn't mean that it won't ever be, but you kind of have to set yourself up for success. And that's by being very intentional about how you're going to do that. And I think those action steps that you have talked about are a really genius way to make these things happen. And this can be, you know, I use that example of walking, but it could be, you know, meal planning. It can be sleep. It can be it can be your water. You know, a lot of these things that overall are just ways that we're caring for our body.
Yeah. I mean, and with the walking example, one thing we talk about is, you know, what are the benefits of that? You know, a lot of moms say, you know, I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to, you know, have more energy to run around with my kids. I know, you know, in the past when I've exercised, I've felt better. And so remembering those benefits is a good motivator to get you to do it, right? If you remember, you might think, oh gosh, I don't have the time, or I'd rather sleep in. But if you think about, you know if I get up and I do it, I'm going to feel better. And so just remembering that motivation can kind of get you moving.
Yeah. And I just want to also say, like, you won't have motivation every day. So don't tell yourself that, like, you're focused on the wrong goal or whatever. If you wake up and you're like, I really don't want to do this. Like, I think we all kind of feel that way at some point. Like, but a lot of times once you start, then you love it. You love what you're doing. Like, I mean, and this can go in with anything. Like, let's just think about meal planning. Meal planning is something I really struggle with, is like making the time to meal plan. So that's like one of my biggest struggles, always has been. But I feel so much better, like, when I make time to make the grocery list, have the groceries ready to go in the house to make the food. And I'm not like wondering every day, what are we having for dinner tonight? You just got to keep chasing that feeling of, I'm going to use the word calm, because I feel like when we don't have a plan, then it's chaotic. And yes. So as moms, our lives are chaotic. I mean, yes. Some of you have calmer lives than I do. I don't know. If you have any tips on that, I'm all ears. But I do feel like with three kids, life is just a little chaotic. And so where can we bring in those moments of calm and those moments of peace? And some of that is just having a plan.
Yes.
And knowing why we're doing things.
Yeah. I mean, you can relieve so much stress by just taking a little bit of time on the beginning of the week to kind of plan it out. And instead of, like you said, in that moment of, what are we going to eat? You know, what are we going to do for dinner? If you know, take the time and plan it out, then you can avoid that.
Or with the example of exercise, or if it's like 5 o'clock, you haven't worked out yet that day, and that was your goal for the day. Like, if your goal is just, I want to work out 3 days a week, there's no necessarily action plan for that. Like, if you just use kind of like an ambiguous, like, I want to exercise 3 days this week, then it's 5 o'clock and you're like, well, what can I do? Like, what can I do? Instead, if you're like, I'm going to walk 3 days this week, or I'm going to strength train 3 days this week, or if I'm going to do yoga, or if I'm going to stretch, if it's that very specific goal, sometimes I think that can be easier too, because then you don't have to think about what you're doing. Like, okay, this is my goal. This is what I promised myself I'm going to do. And so I'm going to go down and get on my Peloton for 30 minutes, or I am going to stretch for 15 minutes, if that's what your goal is. Like, just putting more emphasis on specific goals, I think, can be really helpful versus having it be this ambiguous thing like, well, I just am going to do this, you know, but have it be very actionable. And it doesn't mean that you always have to do this. I think that in time, it just becomes part of your life. And sometimes I think you have to kind of check back in and say, okay, like, I'm getting a little loosey-goosey with my habits again. Check back in with yourself. That's very common in different seasons of our lives. And ask, like, how can I tighten things up again? Am I feeling the way that I want to feel? Do I feel energized? Do I feel like good in my skin? How am I feeling in my body? And then ask yourself, like, how do I check in? So with that idea of a wellness vision, Jill, do you recommend that people kind of check in with that later? Or how often do you have them kind of go back to that initial wellness vision and check in with themselves? Because, you know, their ideas may have changed, or they may have reached some of the goals that they initially set. So how often do you have your clients go back and kind of recheck in with their initial vision?
Yeah. And I mean, that's a good point with the vision, because it's not set in stone. It can change. And a lot of my clients, you know, like you said, they reach their goals. You know, now I'm in a habit and I'm exercising 3 days a week, and I've done that and I'm feeling really good with that. So let's go back. You know, your values are probably not going to change, right? Your values are probably going to pretty much stay the same. Your motivations may change. You know, you may have different reasons why you want to do different goals. But yeah, I mean, I would say probably every 3 to 6 months would be a good time to check in. And you know, with my ebook that I have that kind of lines out all of the steps for the wellness vision. At the end, if you would like, you can create a vision board. And so it's an actual visual that you can put pictures in, you know, like for moms, it may be a picture of our kids. You know, this is part of my motivation. This is why I want to be healthy. I want to be a good role model for my kids. And I have clients that have, you know, made those and they post them up in their bathroom or in their office where they're going to see it every day. And they look at it and they say, you know, that's my motivation for today. When I'm feeling like I don't really want to do it or I'm not sure, they look at that and they say, you know what? That's why I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's part of it too. And not everybody wants to do that, but, you know, it definitely can be a good visual if you're a visual learner, a visual person.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great idea for visual learners. I'm a very visual person. I always have been. I learn better visually versus like reading things. I learn much better visually, like with videos and things. So I think it's just asking yourself, what impacts you the most? Like, how does that impact you? Is it writing it down? Is it making a vision board? There's no right or wrong way. I think what Jill is really trying to just share with you today is that just sit down and have some intentional time with yourself and ask yourself, what is this year going to look like if you could have your hand in it? If you Yes. could make this year look a specific way, if you can connect to your goals and your values, what does that look like? What things are going to be at the top of your priority list? And that might mean that some things need to go. And I know that that's a really difficult thing to think about. But I think if we've spent years past feeling uncomfortable or not feeling the way that we want to, or we're just desiring change, or maybe our schedule looks different and we have more time to focus on ourselves, or maybe you've had a diagnosis that then things do need to look differently from a health perspective. There could be a number of reasons why you hit play on this specific episode today. But I just want you to know that I hope what you've learned today is that connecting with your true values and understanding your goals and the why behind those goals is worth the time it will take to do this practice. And just setting that intention for this brand new year, you have a clean slate. It's day one, literally day one. It couldn't have come out on a better day. So Jill, I know that some people are maybe wanting some assistance with this, like wanting some help and some guidance with this. Can you tell them how they can connect with you and how you could possibly help them create this vision this year?
Yeah, sure. So I have a website, waterfallcoach.com, and you can go there and get, you know, to my Instagram, Facebook. You can send me a message there. And, you know, like I said, the ebook for creating a vision, I have that available as well. If you're interested, send me a message. I can help you with that. And along with that, you do get one coaching session included. So I can help coach you through the vision if you have questions, if you're unsure. But, you know, the bottom line of it is, what is your ideal self look like? You know, where do you want to be? Do you want to, you know, you have to picture that, picture yourself, what's your best self and where and how do you want to get there and why do you want to get there?
I will put links to all of that in the show notes, so they will have easy access to connect with you. And thank you so much for starting the year with me and sharing all your goodness with my community. I'm very thankful. And this message, I think, is just really impactful to start a new year.
Well, good. Well, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Love Your Body Well podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review and let me know what resonated with you the most. This helps more people connect to the show and allows me to continue encouraging women just like you. I love when you share episodes that impacted you on social media or with your friends and family. It truly helps spread the word of compassion and kindness that all women need more of. I invite you to continue the conversation with me on my blog, loveyourbodywell.net, or on Instagram at loveyourbodywell. Thank you for being here today. I know you have a lot of podcasts to choose from, and I'm honored that you listen to mine. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not intended to provide a diagnosis or replace medical care.